The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kyle Pankton. Thank you for joining me today for Treat the Cause. I've been getting lots of positive feedback from our shows here on KLGR AM, so I invite your feedback as we go forward, and I'm excited about today's episode as we talk about cases from my own clinical practice of patients that had chronic neck pain and the approaches that we use in clinical practice to get these patients some much needed relief without the use of drugs or surgery or injections. So we'll be discussing several different cases today. In our last episode of Treat the Cause, we discussed the ASR program, Adjustments, Support, and Rehab. And we talked about how that can handle probably 80 to 90% of the average patient out there that has some neck problems, maybe some associated headaches, arm symptoms. We talked about lots of associated symptoms that can come with neck problems, such as the headaches, tingling, burning, pain, numbness down the arms, ear pain, facial pain, sometimes dizziness. And so we just really addressed that ASR program and talked about how that can handle the majority of cases that come in. We also talked a little bit about the standard medical approach to, and really for almost all pain, but if somebody goes for a traditional medical approach to neck pain, they're gonna get one of three things. They're either gonna drug it, numb it, or cut it. Drug it, meaning give some pill for pain or inflammation. Numb it, meaning send you to some place to get some type of injection into the neck, or surgery, which would be last resort, but sometimes necessary for certain cases of neck pain. Research studies show that only about 3 to 4% of all spinal cases, neck, low back cases, really truly require surgery. So while certainly that is a necessary option, that ought to be your last resort. In my clinic, I specialize in several different things, but one of the things that I specialize is I'm a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist. All that simply means is I've taken 400 hours of extra training above and beyond my 7 years of chiropractic education and in the study of the bones, joints, muscles, nerves of the human body. And this training allows me to help my patients to better diagnose accurately what their pain problem is coming from. In other words, what's the cause? And also then, the training allows me to offer a wide range of non-drug and non-surgical treatment options to treat people with pain. So I look at myself as a pain specialist who helps people get rid of pain, but I try to avoid use of drugs, shots, or surgery if at all possible, but realizing that in certain instances those things are helpful and necessary. If you got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com or email us at redrockchiro@centrytel.net. If you go to our website, redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab that says Treat the Cause, and there you will find past links to episodes of past shows we've had that we've recorded on our website, and you'll find things from chronic headaches, low back pain, plantar fasciitis, digestive issues, weight loss issues, and a whole host of other things. And we're going to keep doing these episodes and recording because part of our mission as being a doctor is we want to educate, we want to teach the public about non-drug, non-surgical options to treat a whole variety of health issues. And so we're going to move forward now. We're going to talk about specific cases. These are all recent patients of mine that have come to me over the past several months, and everyone is unique, but all of them suffer from one thing in common: chronic neck pain. Our first case is of a 54-year-old female. She's had off and on neck pain for 5 years, so anything over about 3 to 6 months where it's a fairly ongoing thing, that's determined as chronic pain. She has an average of 5 out of 10 pain on a scale of 0 to 10. She has associated headaches. It's 2 to 3 times a week. So common with people with neck problems. We see, yep, got headaches with that, doc. We did a disability questionnaire on her, a neck disability index, and she scored a 40% disability, meaning her neck pain was significant enough. It interfered with her daily life, her personal care, her ability to sleep appropriately or get good quality sleep, her ability to be able to drive and read and do things like that without significant discomfort. She had had a history of chiropractic treatment elsewhere. She had seen medical providers and so forth for her neck pain, and chiropractic did provide her some relief, but nothing long-term, nothing real lasting. So she came to me for another opinion, knowing I was a chiropractic orthopedist. So we did a thorough exam of her. We took x-rays of her neck, and we found she had moderate degenerative disc disease at C6-7. That's the second to the lowest level in the neck. She also had something called facet arthrosis, kind of the mid-neck area. And I look at that as this is a patient who's 54 years old with chronic neck pain, but she's got, for lack of better terminology, she's got rusty hinges in her neck. She's got wear and tear starting in there, and it's starting to cause this chronic pain, irritating the nerves in her neck, causing these headaches to occur. And so this was a case where she had done chiropractic treatment, she'd done some other interventions, and so we moved her up to the next level, which is for our chronic patients, we use decompression therapy. And decompression therapy is very gentle. It very gently spreads and separates and opens up the vertebra of the spine to alleviate pressure on the nerves, to draw in or reduce disc bulges and our herniations, and also just to help to provide some more spacing between those degenerated discs. I always tell people, if you have a rusty hinge on a door, and if it doesn't move, it just gets rustier, and when you move it, it creaks and grinds and groans all the more. Well, some of these joint problems are the same. One thing we got to do to take the rust off the hinges, or at least to improve it, is to get it moving better and to open things up and provide proper motion. And that's what decompression therapy can really do. Long story short, we took this chronic neck pain patient through our decompression program, and at the end of it, she went from 5 out of 10 pain. Now she's down to, on average, a 1 out of 10. Basically, her headaches have gone away. She has much freer range of motion, and her disability questionnaire score has gone way down. She's very happy with the outcome of these results. She was able to get relief with no drugs, no surgery, no shots, and she just followed our decompression program. Yep. If you want to learn more about this decompression program, on our website at redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab where it talks about decompression. If you pull that down, you'll find kind of the details of the nuts and bolts of what decompression is, how it works, some of the research behind it. But this was a nice case, fairly straightforward, but it was of chronic pain. Next patient was a middle-aged female. She had chronic left neck, upper neck pain. 4 out of 10, very limited range of motion. Could hardly turn left and right or tip her head left to right. She had these weird shooting, radiating pains that would go up into the back of her head, especially when she would lie down at night. And this had been going off and on for several years. Her disability rating questionnaire, 42%. We had treated this patient several times over the years with chiropractic, and it always provided relief for her, but her pain over the years had just kind of gradually been worsening and worsening to a point where we needed to step up the ball game with her. So we put her under our decompression program, and part of doing that is we took some x-rays over to get a little closer look as to what the cause of some of her neck pain was, and the x-rays were very revealing. She had what was called a congenital blocked vertebra between C5 and C6. All that means is those two levels of her spine, when she was being developed or born in the womb, they never fully separated. They stayed kind of fused together, and because of that, it limited the motion of that part of her neck, and then the parts above those levels in her neck began to experience wear and tear over the years. It showed she had moderate facet arthrosis, in other words, rust on some of the hinges, some of the joints in her neck. At the two levels above that, at the level below it, she had a moderately degenerated disc. So, long story short here again, we put her through our decompression program, and she's just getting right to the end of it now. And her pain before had been consistently 4 out of 10. Now it's down to maybe 1, occasionally 2 out of 10. Her headaches or those shooting pains up into the back of her head occur much less frequency. She has better motion. She can now look over her shoulder to when she's backing up in a vehicle and actually see what's going on. And so she's a very happy camper. She's seen at least a 75% reduction of her problem. And as we wrap up the final few sessions of her program, I expect she'll continue to get further relief. I want to talk to you next about a little older female. This was a 74-year-old lady. This was one of the worst cases of chronic neck pain I've seen in several years. I've seen lots of tough cases over the years. But this was an exceptionally challenging one. This was a gal who had the chronic pain both sides of her neck. She had headaches every day that would go up into the back of her head. She even had pain that seemed to come from her neck and radiate up into her ears. We did some x-rays of her, and it showed that she had advanced degenerative discs at C4-5, C5-6, in other words, some of those shock absorbers, some of those cushions in between her vertebrae were nearly wore out or almost bone on bone. She had a condition in her neck called a spondylolisthesis, where one of her vertebrae was actually shifted forward out of position due to all the wear and tear in her neck. The curve in her neck, instead of having a nice healthy curve going back, the curve was actually reversed in her neck. She also had an MRI of her neck at a medical provider, and it showed she had two levels of bulging discs. She had moderate spinal stenosis in her spine, and she had nerve root impingement. This was a case where it was stenosis. Stenosis simply means narrowing. In other words, the canals where the nerves exit out between the vertebra and where the spinal cord runs, those canals were narrowed down, and therefore she just did not have as much breathing room as she needed for the nerves that were coming out between the vertebra, and this caused nerve root impingement. This was likely the reason why she had the pain going up into the back of her head, the pain going up into her ears. She scored a 46% disability on her questionnaire, and she was just generally miserable. When she came in, she just was really desperate for help. This is something she had gradually built up over several years and now had gotten to a point where, wow, she was desperate for relief. And so, tough case, challenging case. We put her through decompression therapy, our entire program. And she just finished here a few weeks ago, and she went from that consistent 4 out of 10 pain. Now, she's down to 1 or 2 out of 10. She notes that her pain is at least 70% relieved since doing the program. She has better range of motion. That pain up into the back of her head, those headaches, the ear pain, it's all gone. And her disability questionnaire went from a 46% now down to a 22%. I want to spend just a brief moment here and mention the fact that some times people with chronic pain get somewhat unrealistic expectations. It's not usually possible to take somebody with chronic pain and get them where they're 100% totally pain-free. But what I always tell people is 50 to 75 to 80, sometimes up to 90% in a lot of these cases is very realistic. It's very realistic to get substantial improvement, substantial relief, and to get these chronic conditions to a point where they don't interfere so much with life. They don't cause so many issues as far as causing disabilities and interfere with activities of your daily lives. And so sometimes it's not always attainable or possible to attain 100% relief, but even for these tough cases, substantial and significant relief is possible. If you got a question for us, reach out to us at 507-752-7650. Look us up online at redrockchiro.com or feel free to email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. I want to share a couple of other cases with you just to show the power of decompression therapy in treating these challenging neck pain cases. The next case was a pretty young gal, 42-year-old female. She had chronic left-sided neck pain. She had been in a car accident several years ago, and that seemed to be the start of some of her neck problems. She had associated headaches, severe headaches, migraine-type headaches. She'd get 2 to 3 of these a week. She had tingling or numbness down her right arm and to her fingers. She had tried chiropractic adjustments. She had been through physical therapy, been taught exercises, and she still suffered from pain. She had a 38% disability on the questionnaire we had her fill out. And so we got some imaging of this neck to see what's going on in there. Why is this chronic pain there? And it was very revealing. And it really only showed one problem. She had both on her x-ray and MRI something called moderate facet arthrosis between C4 and C5, kind of the middle two vertebrae of the neck. But for a 42-year-old to already have moderate wear and tear is pretty significant. Usually wear and tear or degenerative changes are graded as mild, moderate, or advanced. So she's pretty young already to have moderate, advanced degenerative changes. And this was where her pain was coming from. You would touch that area of her neck and she'd jump pretty good. It was very sore there. And I felt that this was likely the source of her pain. And I felt it was probably related to her old trauma, her old auto injury. You see this in a lot of people. That you see the high school athlete who they're 15, 16 years old and they blow out their knee in football. And when they get 40, 50 years old, they start having knee pain. And suddenly, you take an x-ray of that and find, whoa. You got a knee that's nearly bone on bone. In other words, that old trauma, that old injury, it kind of comes back to haunt them. And I think that was the case here. We put her under decompression because of the chronic pain that had been there for quite some time. And she also is just getting to the end of her decompression program. Only got a couple, 3 visits left. Her pain was steady 4 out of 10. Now it's down to a 1 or 2 out of 10. Her headaches went from 2 to 3 times a week now to at most once a week. That tingling and numbness she had down her left arm or her right arm, completely gone. And she's 70% relieved and on her way to probably 80 to 90% relief of pain. Final case I'm going to share is of a 51-year-old female. She had 3 out of 10 neck pain radiated to her left shoulder. It was achy, it was stiff, very limited range of motion. She had had chiropractic treatment elsewhere, and it gave some temporary relief, but was not getting full resolution. She came to me for a second opinion because of my training in chiropractic orthopedics, and we took some x-rays of her neck, and it found she had advanced degenerative disc disease at C3-4. So here you have a 51-year-old with already advanced, nearly bone-on-bone disc at one level of her spine. This was the source, most likely, of her chronic pain. She had a 22% disability rating on her questionnaire, and so we put her through decompression again. And at the end of the program, her pain would start at 3 out of 10 consistently. It was down to 0 out of 10. It was gone. That sometimes does happen. She said she felt 98% better. Her disability questionnaire went to a 0%. This was a case where she got to full resolution. She was otherwise a healthy person, but she had this one level of severe degeneration in her neck, and it responded beautifully to decompression therapy. I want to wrap this up by just recalling some of the things we've talked about. We talked about how for average neck pain cases out there, if you do chiropractic adjustments, you support them with a good proper pillow. We talked about an Exclusively Yours pillow on our last episode. And you combine that with a little exercise to rehabilitate or strengthen the neck. In other words, the adjust, support, rehab, the ASR program. That will take care of 80 to 90% of neck pain cases out there. But when they turn chronic, when the pain is not relieved by chiropractic adjustments alone or exercise or physical therapy, or maybe you've tried a shot, or maybe you've tried medication and you're still suffering, that's the person who then would really benefit from doing spinal decompression. This is something we're passionate about, that I'm board certified in. We've been doing spinal decompression therapy in practice for over 4 years, and I've kept statistical analysis of every single patient that we've done it on, and we hit it right at a 90% success rate. 90% meaning that the patient will receive at least a minimum of 50% or more relief of their pain from the time they start their decompression program till the time they finish. And mind you, we're not using these on the easy cases. We're using these on some of the toughest, most challenging cases of neck pain out there. So if you have chronic neck pain and you're suffering and you've tried other things and it's not working, take a look at this decompression program. It can really be a game changer for chronic neck pain and symptoms that are associated with it. I want to invite you to listen and pay attention to our upcoming episode. It's coming up on September 15th. Treat the Cause. It's going to be on KLGR AM, same station here, at 11:30 in the morning. We're going to really change topics next time, and we're going to go back to my training and my work that I do with functional medicine, and we're going to talk about how stress really affects the body. We're going to talk about how anxiety many times develops in people because of chronic stress. We're going to talk about the health of our adrenal glands, which are the glands that help regulate and control stress in the body. We're going to talk about the thyroid's role in helping manage stress and anxiety, and also how imbalances in those areas of the adrenals, the thyroid, the hormones of the body can not only create anxiety, but can also contribute to mood disorders, even things like depression. And I don't have all the answers for anxiety and depression, but functional medicine does provide a mechanism whereby we can look at the human body and see what's not functioning right. Are there imbalances in the thyroid, the adrenal, the hormones of the body that can be then addressed are found out through proper testing and then addressed. So we're gonna talk about those types of things: stress, anxiety, depression, adrenal health, thyroid health, hormone health. So this touches a lot of people out there. So we invite you to join us for that next episode of Treat the Cause. On Treat the Cause, we're just about that. We're here to help you to discover the root causes of your health conditions. And so we invite you to join us, and we're so thankful that you joined us for our episode today. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.